The first lift came, thrust its prongs under a coffin. Turl went back outside. He checked off the name on his records. The second coffin. The third. The fourth. Turl looked at the fourth one, a bit puzzled. How come he had spelled Jayed's false name wrong? Not Snit, but Stinne. He checked for the X. That was there, all right. Well, to crap with it. He'd enter the error on the record. One good false name deserved another. The ex-agent was good and dead. That's all that mattered. The lifts were dumping the coffins any which way on the platform. Turl watched, a bit apprehensive at the rough handling. But none landed upside down. Nine of the coffins were lying out there now. The lift superintendent stopped his machine beside Turl to let him check off number 10, the last one he was carrying.
"These coffins seem awful heavy,"
commented the superintendent. Turl looked up, masking any alarm. They were only about 100 pounds overweight. Not enough to notice, and certainly not enough to make much difference to a lift machine. The coffins should weigh about 1,700 each, even with those lids.
"Your power cartridge is probably half discharged,"
said Turl.
Maybe,
said the superintendent. The coffins seemed like 3,000 pounds. But he rolled the machine and dumped the 10th one on the platform. The personnel department flatbed for outgoing personnel came up. Its driver was looking a little harassed. There were 5 cyclos and their baggage on the truck. 2 of them returning executives and the other 3 ordinary miners going home. The driver gave Turl the list.
"You'll have to change that list,"
said the driver.
"Tara's supposed to be on it. He was scheduled to go home today, and all of us in personnel have been running around looking for him, and we can't find him. His baggage is here, but we can't find Char."
"Which is his baggage?"
asked Turl. The driver pointed to a separate pile, and Turl swept it off the truck with one sweep of his arm.
"We looked everywhere. Shouldn't we hold up the firing?"
"You know you can't do that,"
said Turl quickly.
"Did you look in the beds of the female admin people?"
The driver let out a guffaw.
"I guess we should have done that. That was some party last night."
"We'll fire him off in 6 months,"
said Turl, and wrote "Fires later" on the document after Char's name and signed it. The personnel flatbed went off to dump the passengers on the platform. They stood about in a group, making sure their firing helmets were on tight. They were several feet away from the coffins. Turl glanced at his watch. 1 hour and 11 minutes. 2 more minutes to go.
"Coordinates holding on second stage,"
came from the bullhorn over the operations dome. The white light was flashing. Turl walked back closer to the morgue. That blasted horse was poking around the door. Turl made shooing motions with his paws. The horse moved off a few steps and began to graze again. It was a relief to see those coffins out there. Turl stood gazing upon them fondly. About 1 minute to go. Then his hair seemed to stand on end. From within the morgue, the empty, deserted morgue, came a voice.
"What a crap, lousy IBI agent you are.